Thank you for calling Amore. This is Mindy. How may I help you?
Hey, Mindy, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's rainy where I am. Just trying to stay dry.
Oh, wow.
Can I give you my customer number? And then
sure.
Maybe you can help me out on a couple of things.
Sure.
The customer number is 301-814.
Okay.
And this is Good Neighbor Fence.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And can you please, can you verify the address for me, please?
Sure. It's 7412 Barnett Avenue. It's Mechanicsville, Virginia, 23111.
Okay. All right. And can you verify the email address and the phone number for me, please?
Yeah, telephone number is area code 804-901-7380. And the email address is my full name, shanerocks2007@yahoo.com.
Okay, and how can I help you today?
All right, so I received a bill in the mail for, seems to be an insurance premium, sales tax, periodic payment. It's for $657.69. So I'm trying to figure out what that is. And also, I wasn't aware actually when I took out the loan for this piece of equipment.
Uh-huh.
That along with the loan payment and interest, that there's also some sort of an insurance that went along with the loan. And so trying to figure out what is the payoff for the equipment, for the loan, and then because, you know, there's no need for this insurance.
Okay. So the insurance premium that you're seeing, what that is periodically, or when you first finance with us, we have you send in your proof of insurance, and then they check and make sure that it meets the requirements for your equipment. And if it's not adequate, then they activate our insurance. Or if you're missing any information, they do.
That's the thing. We were unaware of that. We thought because on our bank statement, there's two transactions from Amer. There's one for the loan amount, and then there's a separate debit from our checking account for what I was under the impression of was insurance. So, and I was told that we had to continue paying for that. And so we've been paying for this for a while.
But for the $67.92?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Give me just a moment here. Bear with me just a moment. What I'm going to do is I'm going to transfer you over to Assurant, which is the company that handles that. Give me just a moment here.
Well, before you transfer me over,
sure.
Could you tell me what's owed on the loan?
Sure. I can give you a general balance that's due. It looks like you had a 48-month term. And you've got 37 payments already made, and you have 11 more to make. Your next payment is due on March the 10th, and your total general balance that is due is going to be $6,517.79.
Okay. Yeah, I like to go ahead and get that paid off entirely.
Okay.
And so if you can. I don't know how to go about doing that.
All right. So what we do when you're ready to make the payoff, what we do is we submit a request for a 10-day payoff letter. I'll submit it today, and you should have the payoff letter within 24 hours. That payoff letter will be good for 10 days. Let's see. The amount that I gave you for the $6,517.79 may slightly differ from the actual payoff letter. It won't be much, though. Give me just
okay.
a moment.
Will that letter be in, like, will that be in snail mail or just be in email?
No. It'll be emailed. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So what I'm going to go ahead and do, go ahead.
Yeah, so like that $67 and change is being debited out of the account every month. So is that not Amira, or is that somebody else? I mean,
no, it is. It's with us. It is with us. It's just another branch that handles it as well. It's our internal insurance is what it is.
Yeah, because so in other words, the only thing I needed to provide to you was our insurance from the get-go, and I wouldn't have had to pay that every month, huh?
As long as your insurance coverage meets all of the requirements for the particular, like as far as your coverage amount and some other things. Now, this is not my department, okay? I'm just giving you kind of some ideas. I'm not 100% sure what all it's going to require, but for different equipment, it may require certain things. And unless you've got some kind of equipment that we have to insure, which I haven't heard of that yet, but I'm not going to rule it totally out, then that should be all you have to do is turn in your proof of insurance.
Yeah, because all it was a forklift for our warehouse.
Right.
You know, we've been paying all that money. Like we thought it was like insurance for the loan.
No, sir. It's just in the event that anything happened to it while it wasn't insured. If it wasn't insured, that it would be insured basically. It's almost like we were under the impression that you didn't have insurance, and so we gave you ours. But let me transfer you over to Assurant because they can explain things to you a little bit better than I can as far as that goes, and help you get the correct information over here in order to get that corrected.
Okay.
Before I do that, what I need to do is I'm just going to place you on a brief hold for a second before I transfer you so that I can put in that 10-day payoff request for you. So I'm just going to place you on a brief hold. Hold one moment for me, please.
Okay.